I'm well known as anti-diet throughout the company. I try and support learners with any social needs that they may have.
Anti-Di, also known as Di Shanks, provides counselling and support services to students at the Maritime College based on the site of the old Camel Laird shipyard. Can you see any changes?
Definitely, yes. My husband has been at Camel Laird's since he left school. And in the 80s, when we were first married, I used to come down here and pick him up from work. And it was amazing to see the amount of men coming out of the shipyard. In fact, at times you couldn't see the road for the amount of men coming out. And over the years, that's really declined, and a lot of local shops have gone and what have you. Coming to work now, working down this area myself, it's amazing to see of a morning that build-up of workforce going back into the shipyard, and it's really exciting to know that it's taking off again.
We're in the cab of a tug. It's a tug that drives onto ferries to load trucks.
Brian Denby is the managing director of AIM Solutions. He's showing me an early model of his virtual port, which will be used to train dockers in health and safety and to introduce them to new types of equipment.
And what we're doing is simulating driving onto the ferry itself. You can see...
We're about to hit someone.
That's actually the traffic marshal who's explaining where you should go and what you should do.
But what's the point of this kind of investment? Isn't the maritime industry all but finished on Merseyside?
We're at Monk's Ferry in Birkenhead, on what was the former Camel Laird shipyard, or part of it. And right next to it, as you may hear in the background, we have three other operational dry docks.
Jim Teasdale is the chief executive of Mersey Maritime Group, and he lobbies for the industry here.
I kind of understood or believed, really, that the maritime industry is a lot smaller than it has been in the past.
Yes.
But there's about 26,000 people working.
That's correct. There are just over 1,000 companies in the maritime sector on Merseyside. The Mersey is as busy now, if not busier, than it's ever been.
So how is Liverpool becoming a successful port city again? Jim Teasdale says it's geographically at the centre of the country because it's near the main manufacturing bases. He says it's still the biggest operator in terms of Irish and US trade. And environmental concerns could be in its favour too.
There's a big movement on now in terms of the green agenda to encourage more direct transfer of goods as near as possible, both to the place where the customers want it and from the place where it's manufactured.
You need to have an overload.
Well, we're actually standing at the corner of the wet basin, which is a non-tidal facility.
John Siverett, MD at Northwest Ship Repairers and Shipbuilders, is showing me the dock, the former site of Camel Laird. The company shut down in 2001 after an Italian cruise liner failed to turn up for a conversion. After that, shipbuilding on the Camel Laird site was declared dead, and there were proposals to turn the land into a shopping centre, a ski slope, and even a new ground for Tranmere Rovers. I can't help but notice today, though, that the Camel Laird logo seems to be everywhere.
This month that we intend to rebrand the company back to Camel Laird, and hopefully that will propel us into the international marketplace.
How do you see the industry growing in the future?
The business in its first year of trading managed to generate sales of £9 million. This year we've generated £51 million to the end of May, and our order book for the next 12 months is circa £85 million.
Are you now responsible for a new generation of dockers?
50 years ago, there would be 30,000 skilled men on Merseyside. We need to make sure the foundations continue to grow.
Elvis Costello sang about the moral conflict between making money from shipbuilding and then sending those ships to war. But people like Di Shanks are looking forward to seeing their streets busy again with dockers.
Hopefully we're going to supply the workforce, the up-and-coming workforce, for the shipyard. Some of the youngsters mentioned the dads, their uncles, their granddads, so it's a big family tradition going on.
Except there was a whole generation where it just wasn't there.
No, it just wasn't there because of the demise of Camel Laird.
We could be diving for pearls.